Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Restoration Online Ministry. I pray that you will be blessed by the word on today. I give God praise, glory, and honor for you joining our link on today. I want you to know that no matter what you may be going through in your life, God is able to change it and work it out in your favor. Just give it over to him and he will work it out. God bless you. Thank you again for joining our line on today. Continue to trust God and he will work for you. God bless you. Hugs and kisses from Restoration Online Ministry. God bless you. Have a wonderful one.
Until the day
Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. My head, you are there. The night came up for me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me. And you don't know the palm of the oil.
Hello, can you hear me now? Let's see. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Okay, y'all got it. Okay, thank you. My son had to come and help me fix it. I got new headphones so you could be able to hear me clear on today. So do our service on today. God bless you all. Thank you all for joining. I do apologize for the difficulties with the broadcast on today. As you know, we do live. So let's start our service on today. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for joining. Let's open up with prayer. If you'd like to share our link or give the phone number to anyone at this time, feel free to do so. If you would like to call in on the line, feel free to do so as well. God bless you all. We thank you for joining, and let's prepare to start. Let's open up with prayer on today. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this day. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord God. Father, we thank you for giving us a brand new start in our life, Lord God. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. We thank you for your goodness and your kindness, Lord God. Father, we thank you for all that you do for us, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for opening up doors for us, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us a fresh new start. Father, we thank you for keeping our family over tonight, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, for the roof over our head, God. Clothes on our body, Father. The food that we eat, Father. We thank you, God, for everything, God. Father, we thank you, Father, that you don't walk away from us, Lord God, when we give up on you, God, and we do the things, Father, that you don't want us to be doing. But Father, we thank you, Father, that you give us a chance to get our life in order, God. We thank you, Father, that we could come together to fellowship, to worship, to praise you, to give you glory, to give you honor, God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, as we go forward in this service, God, on today, that you, Father, would have your way, Father, that you would touch all those, God, that need to hear a word from you on today, God. Those of us, God, who may be going through things in our life, Lord God, and we just need to know, God, that you are able to move on our life, Lord God. Father, that you're able to touch us and deliver us, Lord God. Father, we thank you for everything that you do, God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, that you'll bless each and every person that is listening on today, Lord God. I ask you, God, that you will be with them and their families, Lord God. Have your way on today as we prepare to start our service on today. God, we give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' precious name. Father, we thank you and adore you, Lord God. Amen, 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 amen. God bless each and every one of you as we start our service on today. Let's start our praise and worship. Thank you again for joining us on today. And let's get into praise and worship on today. Hallelujah. Here we go with our praise and worship, the first song of today, as we're going to do the praise song on today.
And we're going to get into our word, right? Do our song on today. We'll be coming out of the book of Daniel, the 6th chapter on today. And once we get into the word, I just want to just thank you, Lord God, for all that you do for us in our life. So here's our praise song for today. God bless you.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I was complex. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why? So much pain, but he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what he did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I worship you.
Together. We're not going to use no music. We don't have to be talented singers. But we just want to show God that we love him and we could praise him with our own voice and our own sound and at our own beat because he takes joy in everything that he hears when we doing things to edify and to build up the kingdom of God. Sometimes you have to have some kind of praise and worship within your own spirit and heart and mind and soul. Sometimes when you go into a praise, it changes the atmosphere around you. Sometimes when you go in praise and worship, it could heal your body. It could deliver you out of things that the enemy is trying to take you out with. And as we know, the topic says that when your enemy conspires against you, God always has already won your battle. So let's do this praise song. It's an old praise song. And we're going to sing it today. And wherever you may be at, sing it along with me in your home. Let's shift the atmosphere of our homes. Sometimes it can be sickness all around us within our families and our circumstances, situation. We could be going through financial situations. We could be going through chaos, confusion happening in your home. And sometimes when you just sing those old hymns, it does something for your spirit and your soul. So let's begin to praise God this morning with our own voices today. I know I played the music earlier, but God's just shifting us to just praise, learn how to just break out in praise without somebody having to pump us up to praise, to get in our praise alone, right? So we're going to start a praise song. And I'm not no singer, so don't judge the pastor by the way that I sound, the way that I sing. And when you just praise God on your own, it can make you happy. So let's start off on today. Hallelujah. And we're going to sing this song. It says, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Yes, 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 hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My soul say yes, Lord. My soul say yes, Lord. My soul say yes, Lord. My soul say yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. Hallelujah. You've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been my friend. You've been my friend. Thank you, Lord God. You've been my friend. I just want to thank you, Lord. You healed my body. Yes, God. You healed my body. You healed my body.
I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. Father, we thank you for everything, God. We thank you, Father, that you always do for us, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, that when all things around us is crumbling, Lord God, you are still faithful in our life, God. We thank you, God, that every attack, God, that come up against us and our families, God, you are there, God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you, Father God, give us a chance each and every day, God. Father, we thank you, God, for all that you do, God. We thank you when a doctor say it is uncurable. God, you step in and you heal our bodies, God. We thank you, Lord God. Father, we thank you, God, for always being there in our life, God. Even when we're not doing what we're supposed to do, God, we thank you, God, that when everybody else walk away, Father, you're still our friend. You're still our keeper, our protector, our comforter, our healer, our provider, Lord God. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, that you gave your life, that you sent your son to die for us, that we could have eternal life. So, Father, we thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We praise you, God. Hallelujah, God. Father, we thank you on today. Father, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Yes, God, sometimes, Lord God, we just got to praise you. When everything around us, God, is crazy and we don't understand it, we got to still thank you in our praise and our worship, God, to let you know that it's nothing that will separate us from the love of you, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, God. Take joy in everything that you hear on today, God. Everything that you see from us on today, God. Take joy and pride in what you see about us on today, God. We love you, Father, and we thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you're a father like no other. You are a parent like no other, Lord God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Yes, God, we worship you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. No matter what, you're still worthy of our praise on today. So, Lord God, we thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, God, we praise you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Let's get into our word on today, but I just so thankful to God on today, no matter what is happening around me, Father. I still praise you, God, because you keep me each and every day, God. So, Father, I thank you, God. Thank you, God, that it does not matter what is happening around, God. You are still my God. Hallelujah. God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your son, Jesus, that died for me. I thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, God, that you didn't give up on me, God, when I wanted to give up on myself. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father, we praise you, God. God, we honor you, God, on today, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, as you get your Bibles on today. They're coming out of the book of Daniel, the sixth chapter on today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Thank you. We got to start a reading in the Word. Hallelujah. God bless you. Welcome to all our callers on the call. God bless you. God bless you. And we're going to read out of the book of Daniel on today, the sixth chapter. Obvious that when the enemy conspire against you, God has already won the battle. God has already won the battle for you. Even when the enemy's around you trying to come up with schemes to trying to take you out, God has already won. And we have to trust that God has already won. So we're going to start in the book of Daniel, the sixth chapter on today. God bless you. If you have your Bibles, feel free to follow along with me. The book of Daniel on today.
We're reading out of NIV. Before we even start the lesson, I looked up the word enemies. And definition that it gave to me for an enemy, it's a person who is actively opposed or hostile to someone or something. That's what your enemy is. Somebody is opposed to something about you, that they just so angry with you for no reason. A lot of times people be angry with you for no reason. You don't even have to have done anything to them, don't have to have said anything to them, but they just so angry, and they may not like what you're doing in that place that you're in your life, especially when you're walking with God and you're trying your best every day to do what God asks of you to do. You're going to have a lot of enemies. See, the enemy is the enemy that he wrongs to seek to see who he's going to destroy and kill. That's his only assignment, is to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. And he never, ever sleeps. He is our biggest enemy in the world. But he also gets other people to join him, to be like his little workers, to go out there to be an enemy and want to hurt you. And then you don't have to have done anything to them or said anything to them. But it's just something in them that sees the God in you and is trying to take you away from God. But we have to know that God already run that battle when the enemies are sitting there trying to think of a way to take you out. God is already way ahead of that situation. And we have to trust God to know that he's like 3 steps, 4 steps, 5 steps ahead of that. And we can't jump before God. We have to trust him. Also, the other word that I use was conspire. The word conspire means to make secret plans jointly to commit an unlawful or harmful act. So when people are sitting there, your enemies are sitting there and conspiring against you, right? They're sitting there to come up with some kind of plans to take you out, how to destroy everything good about you, right? You ever notice, like, sometimes you'd be like, wow, what did I ever done this person for this person to do these things that they do to me? You don't have to have done anything to them. You don't have to have said anything to them. But it's just because the enemy sends people alone sometimes to try to take you away from the love of God, to make you doubt that God is there in your life, right? But we have to do what? Know that God has already won that battle. You heard me speak a couple of Sundays ago that we have to stop trying to fight these battles that are not our battles. We have to hand these battles over to God. We can't keep jumping before God. We got to get back and let God be our protector, our provider, our keeper, and let him fight these battles. Sometimes we jump out to trying to fight these enemies on our own, and we wind up hurt. We wind up broken to the point that sometimes we don't want to go and trust God again. But see, when we learn that God is already and always will win the battles for us, we won't even worry about these enemies around us. So let's go and read in the book of Daniel. That was the book of Daniel, the 6th chapter. So let me start off with reading. God bless you all on today. We're in NIV, and if you don't have a Bible with you and you're online, you can go to BibleWay.com. You can type in, you can pick the book, which is NIV, and you can start reading along with us. So let's start. It says, it pleased Darius to appoint 120 satraps to rule throughout the kingdom, with 3 administrators over them, one of whom was Daniel. The satraps were made accountable to them, so that the king might not suffer loss. Now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. So you see, because Daniel was so faithful to his job, to the assignment that was gave to him, the king decided to put Daniel over everything, to put him over everything. So you already see what is happening. Daniel found favor with the king because Daniel was faithful to his job, right? He was faithful to the work that God had for him to do, right? So the king decided that I want to make him over everything. So let's continue to read how sometimes the enemies that get angry when they see that God is getting ready to promote you, when God is blessing you, right? And what they don't understand that you are faithful to God and that you're putting the work in and that you're doing what God asked of you to do, right? So let's continue to read of how we have to know that God has already won the battle. So now we at verse 4. At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find ground for changes against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. So see, they already trying to figure out a way to get Daniel out of this high position, how to get Daniel caught up, because what's going on right now? Well, we know what happens when people start seeing that you're being blessed right in front of them. They start figuring out a way to get you out of the blessings that God has for you. So here they are trying to figure out a way to get Daniel out of this, right? So let's go here. It says, they could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. Finally, these men said, we will never find any basis for changes against this man, Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God. See how the enemy does? So they when they can't get you regular way, they're going to try to figure out a way to get you to separate from the love of your God, to get you to back away from what God has for you to do. See how they realize that they can't get him to like mess up with the king, right? The person that he's working for, the one that he's supposed to have duties to do, which is his job. So let's attack him on his faith. Let's attack him on his spiritual walk with God. Let's figure out how to get that into play right there. And sometime in our job, sometime in our home, the enemies, you have enemies in your home. You have enemies when you go out and about. You got enemies on your job that are sitting there trying to figure out a way to break you, trying to figure out a way to damage you, trying to figure out a way to hurt you or to harm you, right? So let's continue to read on how they was plotting up against Daniel. They realized they couldn't get him because he was faithful to his job. Sometimes people can't get you because you're faithful to your family. You're faithful to the assignment that God has for you. You're faithful when you go to work and you know that you providing for your family. They can't get you to make you stop that. So let's figure out a way to get them. They walk around talking about they trust God and that they'll never walk away from God. But let's see what we could do to them. So let's keep on reading. I believe we had verse 6 now. Bear with me as I get to it. It says, so these administrators and satraps went as a group to the king and said, may King Darius live forever. The royal administrator protects satraps, advisors, and governors has all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce the decree that anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days except to you, your majesty, shall be thrown into the den. So here they is. This is the way that they think they're going to get Daniel because they know Daniel is faithful. Daniel believe in praying. Daniel believed in spending time with God. Daniel was a faithful man to God. So because they couldn't get him on the job, let's get him to a point that he can't pray to his God. He can't bow down. He got to make you King Darius your God. He got to come and praise you. He got to bow down to you. So they knew that that was something that Daniel had a passion for God. But what did they want to do? They want to get him to stop praising God. They want to get him to stop doing what he needs to do for his father, who the one that he first served, which is God, right? And sometimes the enemy will come at you and he'll say, why are you always praying? Why every time I come to you, you got to keep talking to me about some God stuff? Can't you just give it a break sometime? Like, and now come on your job sometime, even in your household and your family. You go to family gatherings, they be like, here they go with that church stuff. Here they go with that God stuff. Don't come and you're going to be bringing all that God stuff in around us. Don't be on the job trying to preach God to us. Don't be reading no Bible around the job. Oh, boss man, you know, you see, every time I look at them, instead of them doing the job, they're over there in the corner somewhere praying. Is there something that you could do to make them not bring all this God stuff into the job? Is there something you could do to make my cousin not come to the family situation with all that God stuff? Because we don't want to hear it. They need to come and just have fun like the rest of us. So in other words, this is what these other administrators were saying. King, how about we make a decree that they only pray and worship you? No other God but just you, O Majesty, O King Darius. So they didn't put like a little sugar to it to make it like pop so he could agree to it because he is the king, right? And you're supposed to honor the king. So they're trying to put like a little flaw there, like they trying to manipulate the king with the way that they worded it, like, oh, majesty. Sometimes the enemy was trying to make things look so beautiful to make you look like the bad guy in the situation. They trying to make Daniel look like he the bad guy in the situation, like, okay, because he prayed his God, but you the almighty king, you old majesty king. He said he praising you, not his God. Hey, let's continue to read. We almost done with this. And you got to see what's going to happen to these people. Let's skim through it. Let's jump past some of this. So you already saw what they did. They already conspired. It says, now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened towards Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to God, just as he has done before. See, Daniel wasn't letting what that decree say make him stop what God tell him to do. Daniel wasn't letting nothing separate him from the love of his God, his creator, his protector, his provider. He wasn't letting what these people say to make him stop doing what he'd been doing all along, which is to talk to his father, which to praise God, which to bow down to God, to give God the honor that he deserved three times a day. He wasn't letting that stop him. He continued to do what he's supposed to. It says, the three men went as a group and found Daniel praying. See, they already knew the times of the day that he prayed, because they knew him, right? They worked with him. So they already know, because he probably maybe had a conversation to tell him that I pray three times a day at this time of day. So sneaky people go and peek and see what he's doing. Let's go over there and see what they're doing, because they ain't supposed to be doing what we told them that they shouldn't be doing. So verse 12 says, so they went to the king and spoke to him about his royal decree. Did you not publish a decree that during the next 30 days, anyone who prays to any god or human being, except to you, your majesty, would be thrown into the lion's den? Here they go. They want him dead. Sometimes the enemy, which is the devil, he wants you dead. He don't want you to live, because he don't want you to have the blessings, your inheritance that God has for you. Remember, he's only assigned to you. All the thing he wants to do is to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. And sometimes you can have people to have that spirit in them, that only assignment that they have on them is to see you dead. Some people could hate you and conspire against you so bad that they just want you dead. They will keep on attacking and coming and coming and coming because they want you dead. They want you to be cast out, right? So let's see what verse 16 says. So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, may your God, whom you serve, continually rescue you. Let's continue to read on and see what happened while he was in the lion's den. A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signature, with a significant ring. And with the ring of his noble, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating. See, the king, in a way, he already knew that Daniel was a faithful man to God. See, even when you have haters around you and people conspiring to come up against you, you got other people that is watching you. That's why we got to be careful of how we move forward when we say that we believers of God, that we trust God. Because see, the enemy already wants you out, but you got people that's watching you. They know that you're faithful. They see that you're fighting to keep going on. They know that this is somebody that had watched for years go through all kind of hell and trauma and stuff in their life, and they still praising this God. It got to be something going on with them. So I'm going to watch them. You saw how he said it. I pray that your God that you serve will keep you. See, the king in his own mind, he knew that Daniel served something greater than he can even imagine, something he didn't know about. His God must be powerful to the fact that he's going to pray and bow down to him when I wrote a decree that if a person does this, they're going to die in the lion's den. He said something must be powerful in this man's faith. So you want your enemy to see that your faith is stronger than the attacks that they come up against you with. You want the devil to know that when he come and think that he done locked you in that prison, that that's it. But when he go and look, he find you in that praising God. He find you in that giving God glory. He find you in that just saying, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Even though I'm locked down in here, God, I'm still going to praise you. Even though these lions are roaring at me, God, and they can take me out. But, Father, I know, God, that you have not brought me this far to leave me, God. So, Father, I'm going to praise you in here. I'm going to praise you while the enemy looking and thinking I'm going to be cast out, that it's the end of me. But as you're in there, right, others that saw you pressing on, others that saw you holding on to God when you could have gave up, right, they're praying for you. See, they say the king didn't even eat. But those of you who are believers and know what your word says, what happens when a person don't eat for a couple of days? They go into what you call fasting and praying. They begin to pray and fast on your behalf. They begin to get down on their knees and call on God for you. While you're going through your hard times, they're praying for you. They're fasting. They're pushing away from the tables. They're getting away from things that they love to do because they believe in the God that you believe in, and their faith is connected with your faith, so it can't be nothing else that can happen to you because they're believing in God as you're believing in God. So when you look at what the king was doing, he was actually fasting and praying. He just didn't understand it because he didn't know the rules and the laws of how Daniel served his God. But the king had no idea that you're doing just what Daniel needs you to be doing. Daniel needed you to be not eating tonight. Daniel needed you to be trusting in his God tonight. You don't know. See, sometimes when the enemy thinks that they're there to destroy you, sometimes they're actually there to bless you. See, the king had to do what he had to do by putting him in the lion's den. But see, God will put people around your enemies that think that they're part of the plan, but they're actually there to be a blessing to
get you up out of it, what they don't understand. See, the king was already put in position to be a blessing to Daniel, to be the one to push away from the table to fast and pray for Daniel. That is how he works with God. You see how amazing God already had it planned for Daniel, and Daniel had no idea what is about to happen. So let's continue to read, and we're almost done with this. The lesson almost done. I hope you're getting it because I'm getting excited. I'm getting excited because as I read it, I'm thinking about like when you go through a trials and attacks, God already has somebody on the side praying for you, and you don't even know that they're praying for you, right? So they're going to continue to read. He didn't even eat the whole night, right? He couldn't even sleep. He said he didn't even sleep. What happens when you up late at night? I don't know about you. When I'm up and I can't sleep, I'm tossing and turning. And I'm laying there and I'm praying. And I'm thinking about my family. And I'm thinking about those, God, that I need to pray for on tonight. And I'm just sitting there like, Lord God, I don't know what they're going through, God, but I can't sleep. I'm tossing and turning. Father, I need you to help them on today. Father, I don't know what they're going through in their household, but Lord God, move, Father. Father, touch them. Father, heal their families, God. I don't know because what happens that night when you are tossing and turning? Your mind is running like 100 million, 20 times a night. And in those times at night when you can't sleep, what's the things that most of us that you're believers, what you do? You begin to sit there. You begin to get in your Bible. You begin to read the word. You begin to get in praise. You begin to start talking to God like, Lord, why I can't sleep tonight? Father, I don't know what's going on, but Father, I need you to reveal it to me. God, I'm praying for this one tonight. Father, I'm praying for those around me, God. Father, I want you, Lord God, to move, Father, so I could begin to sleep, Father. But whatever they're going through, God, move them and change them, God. If you need me to sit up tonight, God, to pray, Father, I'm going to do it. Father, if you need me, Lord God, to give you honor tonight, Lord God, I'm going to do it. Father, if you need me, God, to just sit here and just be silent, Father, as you move, God, then I'm going to do it. See, the king could not sleep. He couldn't eat. He didn't rest or nothing because God needed him to do just that. Sit there. Be still. Trust. Wait on it. Don't even eat. Just sit there. Sit there, king, and watch what I'm about to do. Watch what I'm about to show you. Be quiet, king. I don't need you to go talk. I don't need you to go do nothing. Just be quiet. I ain't going to even let you sleep because I want you to see my power that is about to move, and you're going to see that I am the only God. Nobody shouldn't be bowing down to you. Nobody shouldn't be worshiping you because I am God. I'm the Alpha and Omega. I am the creator. I created you, King Darius. So I need you to stay up so you can see what I'm about to do. I need you to watch. Sometimes God will position your enemy to watch you going through those storms, right? Because he wants them to see the power of God that is moving all over you, all over your situation. Sometimes we get angry when we have people around us that coming up against us. Sometimes we get mad and we don't understand. Let them sit there. What does Psalm 23 tell you? He would allow you to walk through the valley of shadow of death, and you will fear no evil. He said, thy rod and thy staff will comfort me. He prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemies. And what did he tell you at the end? That he will anoint your head with oil. Surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. See, they did not understand. And sometimes we don't understand that God would let you walk in the lion's den, surrounded by all kind of demons and warlocks that want to attack you. But what they can't do, they can't take your life. They can't take from you what God has for you, because what God has for you is for you. The man can't take it from you. But the enemy can make you walk away from your blessings. He can't take them. He can't do it. He can't take your life if God don't say so. And God ain't saying so. Why so? Because you're still breathing today. You're still alive today. You're still seeking God today, which means whatever the enemy came up to do to you, it ain't done yet. So you're in your lion's den like Daniel is right now. Let's see what happened that he was in the lion's den. While we are surrounded around so many attacks, we watching all this stuff that's happening in our world, in our country, right? We watch people are losing their lives and families is going through so much. And right now you and your lion's den, and you're worried about your cubs going out, and you're worried about your children and your family situations, right? But you and your lion's den. What you got to do, you got to sit there and chill and know that God is moving on the outside for you. Know that God has somebody praying for you, and you don't even have to know who they are, but they praying. Somebody is up last night sitting there praying for you with you in mind and other people in mind, right? And they being quiet and they being silent on your behalf, right? So let's read the last part of what happened with Daniel in that lion's den. Bear with me. I get to the last part. Here we go. We at the last part of the scripture, and we almost done with our word for the day. It says, at first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, like he was scared. He didn't know. He was like doubtful, like, is he dead? Is he going to answer me? He was a little concerned, like, you know, did lions kill him last night? It says, Daniel's servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve, continually been able to rescue you from the lions? So he asked me out, like, Daniel, is that God that you serve, even after I did the decree, did he save you last night? So let's see what Daniel tell him when the king asked him. See, the king was concerned about Daniel. He was trying to see if this God that Daniel served is real. Because remember, God didn't let him see because God wanted him to see it, right? Daniel answered, may the king live forever. My God sent his angels, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me because I was found innocent in his sight. Nor have I ever done any wrong before you, your majesty. The king was overjoyed and gave order to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wounds was found on him because he trusted in his God, not the king. He trusted in his God, our creator, the one that we're breathing the breath of God. No wounds was there on him. No injuries was there on him. God shut the mouths of those lions. Daniel was able to rest in the lion's den with those lions, the lions that could have taken him clean out. So let's read the last one. We're almost done. It says, at the king's command, the men who had falsely accused Daniel was brought in and thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives and their children, for they received a floor of the den. The lions overpowered them and crushed all of their bones. And then it says, then King Darius wrote to the nations and people of every language in all the earth. It's almost done. Bear with me. The last verses. May you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. Huh? Do you see that? The king didn't believe in the God of Daniel. But after he saw what God did for Daniel, he made an order that everybody trust in the God of Daniel. That they believe in the God of Daniel. For he is a living God, and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. So, do you see how God has already won the battles for you? Has God already delivered you out of your lion's den? That when you are coming out of it, right, you praise God. You praise him while you're in it. You praise him when he brings you out. Because even though you may think that you have some wounds on you, right? Remember Christ when he came from the grave, and Mary saw him, and his disciples saw him. They saw those wounds in his hand. Yes, they saw the wounds on his feet. Yes, they saw them. But guess what those wounds sometimes represent in us? Those wounds in us represent that we overcame something, that we came through some hard stuff and God brought us up out of it. You are a walking, living testimony. You are the reason that you should open up your mouth to tell what God has done for you. When God has brought you out of your lion den season, when God has delivered you out of something that could have talked you out and you don't talk about it, then something is wrong with you. Because as Daniel came out and told him, yes, God sent his angels to shut the mouth of the lion. And I rested. See, while the king was not resting, Daniel was sleeping through his trials and his struggles and his problems. He was resting because he knew that God had him. And that is what God wants us to do. Sleep on it. Let God move on it. Be still. Let go and let God fight those battles. Just chill. Let him do what he's going to do. He already got angels warring on your behalf all around you. He got angels that are fighting for you 24/7 of the day. And you got to trust that he's doing that for you. You got to trust that he's going to bring you out. Yes, sometimes he didn't come out with wounds, but sometimes we have gone through some things in our life and we may have a little scar from the past. Some past issues, right? We may have some residue of the past there. But what you don't look at that wound as saying, well, oh, I remember I went through that. You look at it as a reflection that, wow, I've overcame so much because of the grace of God that is on my life, because God has been with me. And so I'm going to tell others about this God that I serve, because I want to see my sisters and brothers praising this God. I want to see my sisters and brothers believing in God. I want to see my sisters and brothers seeing that even though you see COVID happening, you see the grocery prices, it's going up in the stores, but I want them to trust in the God that I serve, that he is a provider. He's a keeper. He's a healer. I remember times that I didn't know how I'm going to pay stuff, but God would send people to bless me, to be able to bless my family. I remember, Lord God, sickness is incurable. And Lord God, you came in and you healed my body. They can't even find it in my system. So Father God, I'm going to tell others about you, Lord God. You, God. Because somebody somewhere is dealing with a life-threatening illness on today. And they might not know that you, God, are all-powerful. You all-knowing. That God, you're the Alpha and Omega. That you're the physician. You know everything about them, God. So I'm going to tell my story, God. I'm going to tell them how you, God, brought me out of that lion's den. I'm going to tell them how others conspired, Father, to take me out. But you, Lord God, you kept me. You gave me life, God. You gave me abundance of life, Lord God. I thank you. That is why you have to keep going on. The enemy is going to conspire against you all the way until you leave this world. He's going to keep coming up with schemes. He's going to send people around you. That's going to be a sign to destroy you. But you got to keep pressing on. You got to keep trusting God, believing in him, and loving him. And be that example that God needs you to be. And some days I know I understand it's going to be hard days. Some days are going to be some days that make you just burst out in tears. Because you'd be like, Lord God, how much more, God, do I got to go through? How much more, God, is you going to put on me? How much more? But then I remember what he said in his word. I will never put more in you than you can bear. I know what his word says, that you cast all your worries and cares on me because I care about you. So those days that you want to just cry, those days that those tears just start building up in your eyes, right? It's okay to cry. Because the word of God says, weeping endure for a night, but joy comes to us in the morning. Weeping endure for a night, but joy comes to us in the morning. My God, some days it's rough for me. Some days when I get up, sometimes I don't want to even get up, but I have to get up. I got to get up and I got to press on. Because I don't want to disappoint what God has already done for me. I don't want to be ungrateful to God, because I could be in a worse position than I am now. But I'm in a better place than I was last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago. I'm thankful. If I'd have listened to what people told me back then, I wouldn't be here to see two brand new grandbabies come in the world. If he called a grandmother, that was something that I never thought would ever happen to me. I didn't think that I would have children. I didn't think that I would have a marriage or a husband. I didn't think that I would see grandbabies coming into the world, because back then when my sickness came up on me, they said it was a life, the death sentence. I must have been dead a year after getting that diagnosis. But I'm 30 years plus, undetectable. They can't even find it in my system. It's so low, it's not there. Why? Because God's grace and mercy. God's grace and mercy. What you talking about, Pastor? Okay, so I talked about this before, and I just want to bring it out there because it can't be a shame, right? I was diagnosed with HIV years ago, almost 30 plus years ago, right? Back then, people was dying 1 year after getting diagnosis. They ain't have hardly no medication out there, right? Got pregnant with my daughter, which was a scary time for me because I thought that my child was going to come out sick. My child was born negative at 9 pounds, my daughter. And I didn't even think of me being a mom, because I had that nowhere in my mind because of all the stuff that I went through as a child. I didn't see being a mother. I didn't see that. I was in my Daniel season and didn't even understand it. I was in that den being attacked in all kind of ways, from my parents, my mom, my dad, walking away, all of that. I was in my Daniel season. The enemy was sending people to destroy me, to kill me, to take me out. But I kept pressing on. Even though I was angry with God, he always found a way to reach me. He always found a way to get me back to thinking about him. He always sent somebody in my life to say, hey, I'm still here. And I'd be like, how are you, my God? And I'm going through all this. But I had to go through my Daniel season. I had to go through it and didn't even understand it or see it. But I live in testimony today. Walking living testimony. I have two beautiful grandbabies today. I have two kids that I was able to give birth to that both came out negative. And then I adopted two sons that I raised from babies. And I'm married, going to be 17 years come March 5th. Something that I never, ever thought would happen for me. Was able to raise my children and see them grow up and become adults. I have so many friends that passed away over these years, and I'm still here. So my Daniel season is up. God has freed me out of it. I can't keep living in the bondage of my past anymore, and who was not there, who did not do for me, who didn't like me, who don't like me, it does not matter. Because while they was hating on me and trying to destroy me, God had the angels protecting me to keep me with a sane mind the whole time. So we have to praise God. So if you're going through something, trust and believe God to bring you up out of it. I am proof of that. I'm proof that God can bring you out of that. Every time that you hear me ministering to you, I'm talking to you from my heart. I'm not going to never tell you no scriptures to attack you with the word. I'm never going to try to make you doubt God. I want you to trust God and know that if he can work on a person like me, surely he could do for you. And I'm not perfect. I'm far from that. I make many mistakes and I have many flaws. But what I do know about God, he loved me in my mess. He loved me in my circumstances. Why? Because he see my heart, which he see your heart. God see the heart of the man, right? We can say we love him all day, but if we don't show him with action that we love him. How you show him with action? It's getting up every day and saying, Father God, thank you. Thank you, Father, for this day. When you get up in the day, and I don't care what you're going through, you show kindness to somebody. Even if they don't like you, you love them. Even if they're conspiring against you, you pray for them. You get solid and you pray. You don't even have to say nothing to your enemies or those that's hating you. You just say, Lord God, you do this. I'm not fighting this today, God. You have your way in this situation. I'm giving it over to you, God. And I thank you. I think for each and every one of you that listening on today, God bless you all. I'm open up the call. Anybody have a prayer request today or want to say something before I close out, God bless you all on today. I thank God for the word on today. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Anybody had a prayer request on today? You want to just say that you're here? God bless you on today. Thank you, God. Glory God, hallelujah.
Hey.
God bless you.
Praise God.
Hey, mm-hmm. Pastor Warren, this is Vanessa. I just want to thank
God
you.
God bless you.
Because I'm still, you know, I'm still going through my Daniel season. But God is, that's the only way you can explain it. And stuff. You know what I've been going through with my husband and everything and stuff. That's the only thing, the prayers and people like you and stuff, because you've been knowing my husband longer than me and stuff. And prayer, you know, that's the only reason he alive today. And I just want to thank you for praying for me and for my family, for all, you know, you do for me and my family, even though we don't see each other that much, but God is still blessing and keeping. That's all I can say. God is good. Ain't nobody did it but God. And so, and you just continue, and I pray you keep up your health and strength. God, refurnish you and stuff, because you poured out and you poured out today, and you match what my pastor was saying today about the enemy. My pastor was talking about Satan, talking about people that don't like you for just cause and stuff. So that's confirmation that we gonna have some enemies, but God is thankful, and God is. We just serve a good God. That's all I
got to
say. I love you, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Love you, too. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else before we close out?
Pastor Parker, this is Sister Faye. Keep me in prayer. You know, like you was talking about that Daniel season, you know, you went through yours. I have yet. I am still going through the Daniel season. And I say this because I know God is victorious in all things. You have to say what you want and say when you want it. You have to put it to God what it is that you want. And even with the things I'm facing now, and yes, I got a little medical issue going on right now, but I put it in God's hands. And I know God is going to be victorious. Keep me and my granddaughter in prayer. For those that are still going through that season, you know, you have to put your trust and your faith in God. You can't have a pity party. You know, I look at the tenacity of people's strength when they're going through a situation. And I just want to say, I thank you, God. I thank you. And you might not understand what I'm saying. I thank you. I thank the Lord. Whatever I'm going through, even though I'm going through it, I am still thanking God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you on today who joined us. We'll be back on next Sunday. I am thinking about changing my time from 1 o'clock to maybe early day Sunday, but I'm going to pray about it. But for those of you who want the time to get changed to an earlier time, I need to know what's a good time for you all. So we're going to do a vote. Those of you who send me a message and say, Pastor, let's put it at 11 o'clock, please let me know, and I would change it. I'll change up from 1 o'clock and do 11 so you could be able to spend the rest of your day with your family. For those of you who want like a 10:30, 11 o'clock service, send me an inbox, and the more numbers is what we're going to go with, okay? If you want to keep it at 1,
or you want to put it between 10:30 and 11 o'clock, right? I would start the services at that time. I would come on earlier so you could be able to have the rest of the day with your loved ones and your family. Because I think in the evening time, it kind of messes up everybody that wants to really come, but they got things to do in the afternoon. So if early is good for you all, send me an inbox. You can send an email to the ministry, which is restorationministryonline@gmail.com. Send me an email to let me know. Those of you who listen to me on View, you can inbox me and say, Pastor, I want an early service. If you put that there and I get more early, then we would do, like, let's say I give you 10:30. That I give you, like, in between of the time. So 10:30 time service every Sunday. And we would not do the 1 o'clock. I would just do 10:30. If 10:30 is great for you all, let me know. Please inbox me. Send me the email to let me know. Those who are listening on the call, text me, message me, and say, Pastor, I like early morning service. I would switch it over to the 10:30 service. 10:30 a.m., I think that gives you time to kind of get up, to move around, you know, get that little 30 minutes after 10, in between 10 and 11, so they give you like a little grace period to come in on call. So let me know, and I'll change up my little flyers and put it at 10:30 for you all. So let me know. Let me know before Sunday. So give me a message like Wednesday so I could get the flyers updated with the new service times. So I thank God for all of you. If you want to make a love donation to the ministry, feel free to do so. It's the $. My name is Pastor Carmela Parker. You can send it to Cash App or you can send it to PayPal, lovingforthesoul@al.com. All your donations continue to keep the ministry going while I'm able to continue to pay for the blog. So thank each and every one of you for joining, and we'll see you on next Sunday. The good thing about this line is that the recordings is always there. So if it's somebody that you know that need encouragement, feel free to give them the link. Give them the information of our link. Give them the phone number. The greatest gift that you could give someone is the word of God that heals, that changes, that delivers, that sets free. So thank all of you for joining us on today. I'm going to close out in prayer. I ask that you all would keep my father-in-law still lifted up in your prayer. My father-in-law having a rough time, and I ask that you would continue to pray for my husband. You know, it's hard for our family, and pray for my children. To watch their grandfather sick like this is tough. And all of you that know me, you know, I'll always call my father-in-law my mother-in-law, too, because he's like both to me. He's like a mama and a daddy at the same time. And it's rough for me, but I got to keep my faith, and I got to trust God. And whatever God's plan is, I have to still praise God through it all. And just keep my family lifted up in prayer, because that's by the end of the month, it'll be coming close to the anniversary of my brother with the car accident, and then he died March 21st. So this is a rough time right now for me, but I am trusting God, and I'm still going to praise him through it all. You know, some days it's tough. Some days I got to keep pressing on. So I thank God for you all, and as we close out in prayer, keep my family lifted up in prayer and pray for my father-in-law, you know, anyone that deal with people dealing with dementia, and it began to stay just rough on family because they don't understand it.
So
please keep us lifted up in prayer. Pray for our strength and pray for my husband. So we're going to close out in prayer on today for my family and everyone else that is going through something today. I pray for Evangelist Faye. I want to keep everyone, family, lifted up in prayer as we close out and pray for our children. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the service. We thank you for each person that joined us today. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to be with them and their families as they go about their way. Father, continue, Lord God, to protect us and keep us, Father. I pray that the word fell on good ground and that it brings forth a great harvest in their life. Watch over our children. Watch over our loved ones, our parents, our siblings, our spouses, Lord God. Keep them safe, Father. We thank you, Lord God. Amen. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you,
Happy Amen. Valentine's to those of you who have your little boo thing. Happy Valentine's. And I love you. And if you don't have a boo thing, guess who loves you the most? God loves you. So God is always your boo thing. You don't have to have nobody. You can be in love with the Lord. And to be in love with the Lord, you can't go wrong to be in love with the Lord. So God bless each and every yes. one of you. Happy Valentine's to you and your family. And love on God today. Give him hugs today. And just say, Lord, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day, Lord, because you are my first love. God bless you. Enjoy yes. your week. Have a wonderful one. Amen.
Dr. Bless.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, Mama Yoko.
Sometime today, I know it's a busy day, Super Bowl and everything, but can you give me a call? I need to talk to you about something personal.
Okay, I will. I'll call you.
Don't want to discuss it.
Okay.
You know, whatever you want. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Give me about an hour and I'll call you. Okay, Mama.
Okay. Thank you, love.
All right.
Everyone, have a blessed week. And I love all of you and enjoy the Super Bowl.
Love you too, Mama. God bless.
Okay, bye-bye.